Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. As we go forth in the word, the life, the truth of God, when God calls an individual, when he calls a family, when he calls a nation for his purpose, he's going to get the glory out of that person. He's going to get the glory out of that nation. He's going to get the glory out of that family. And here on this 15-minute empowerment, we want to encourage you in your walk of faith, encourage you in that process of there, encourage you in the things that you will face as you're going to the next place that God has for you. And know that God, he loves you and he's for you. But the process is that place of stripping, that place of making, that place of reproving and refining, making sure your faith stands pure as gold, that it comes forth as silver, that it remains and it endures and it has the patience and it has the endurance that is necessary in this journey of faith that we have to go through so that we can see the greatness of God, the hope of God, the power of God manifest in our lives, regardless of what we face, regardless of what we have to go through in trials or tribulations. Because that place, that their place, is that Abraham walk. It's that walk where God will call you from where you are to the place that he's taking you, that place that he's prepared for you to go in, to minister, that he's going to make you in. It's also that place where he allows you to be changed, and he's going to allow you to understand and know like never before how he's going to use you and how he's going to make you for his glory. You also see as Abraham sees. You see the things that God shows you in the spirit that does not yet appear, those things that God has for you, but they're in the process, and that you are able to use your faith that will not fail you to stand and to know that what God shows you in eternity is going to be pulled from time. And as you're going through that process, you will hold on to your faith and you'll hold on to the word of God and you'll hold on to what God has told you, knowing that God will not fail you. The Bible lets us understand, knowing in the New Testament, that if we have the faith of Abraham, if we believe in Jesus Christ and receive him as Lord and Savior, then all that Abraham was given is ours as well. We inherit those things. So for all of us who have received Jesus Christ, we're in the vein of that covenant that belongs to us, and we will see the manifestation of what God has for us in every area as we believe, as we depend on him, as we align ourselves, as we move forward in obedience to all that he said. So favor life, the process of there, is that walk of faith where you're going to see God manifest his glory in our life like never before. So let me encourage you in this 15 minutes that I have in the word of God and the truth of God and all that God has for you. And know that as God is processing you and as God is making you, you know that that word that God has told you is going to manifest. I don't care what you're going through, what you're facing, how it may look. You have to trust God and know that it's a perfect work that's being done and that you're going to come forth as pure gold. That there's a perfect work that is being done, and God is going to take the things that are not like him away from you. He's going to strip them off. He's going to cause that clay that you are, every time he makes you, every time he crushes you, every time he cuts something away, to be lost, and you're going to see the genuineness of his character, of his spirit, of his fruit manifest in your life time and time again, because those who trust in the Lord will never be ashamed. I want to read to you a scripture that the Lord put in my spirit and just plopped it down in there, so to speak, and was having me to meditate on this and was talking to me about this scripture. And I said, I want to share this. And we know this because we hear it all the time, especially at funerals, sometimes at weddings. We hear this in Ecclesiastes, and we hear this knowing
that every time we hear it, there it talks about seasons. It talks about time. It talks about seasons. And it says in the Ecclesiastic 3, there is an occasion for everything, a time for every activity under the sun. And then it begins to list the activities. It begins to list the things that are there. When you read it out of the, another interpretation, the Amplified Bible, it says, to everything there is a season and a time for every matter or purpose under the heavens. And when you read that out of the Message Bible, it says this, and I want you to get these interpretations. It says, there's an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on the earth. And when you begin to look and think about that and understand that God has made and created seasons, he's made and created them for a purpose. And when we understand that he's made seasons for his purpose, and those seasons are in his control, those seasons are what he has for us. Those seasons produce things that are necessary. Those seasons produce everything in its time. And no season can last longer than the time that it's allotted for it. It's not going to go on for another month. It's not going to go on for another 2 months. Whatever that season is, even though if it might last a week or a couple of weeks and it might try to hang on, it has to end. And sometimes we try to rush seasons and get to something else that God is saying, I'm not finished with the season. We're so ready to get to the next thing. We're so ready to go to the next place. We're so ready to have this chapter closed that we're not allowing the full process of the season to manifest what God wants in our life, that fruit that he wants in our life. When you begin to understand that, the earth basically begins to position itself. Sun begins to position itself for every season. The earth positions itself and the sun positions itself for every season. So there are things that God is saying to us, I want you to position yourself for the opportune time of what I'm getting ready to do in your life. I want you to stop looking at the process and position yourself. Position your mind, position your emotions, position how you move and act, even if it's physical. Position yourself for the next phase of what I'm getting ready to do in your life. And don't miss me because you don't like the process. Don't miss me because you don't like how long it's taking. There's an opportune time. There's a season that I have for you. There's a season that I'm going to do some great things. There's a season that I'm going to call some things to come to you. And there's a season that I'm going to end some things. I'm going to end some things if you can just trust me. I'm going to make some things not be that what you experience again because you passed the test. I'm going to make it be a season where you're going to understand and know that I'm faithful and that what I've called you to and what I've required of you and that time of being processed is going to produce the harvest of what I want. And if God is expecting the fruit of the Spirit, there are 9 fruits of the Spirit, and there are 9 gifts of the Spirit. And God wants to make sure that the manifestation of all of what he's going to do in your life always produces his fruit, always produces his life, always produces his power. And so that which he's going to do in your life and my life has to be that which brings the evidence, first of all, that we have been with him, we've been in his presence, that we've been in the place where he's been talking to us, he's been dealing with us, he's been processing us, but also we are allowing the fruit that is necessary so that we can have an opportune time. And that time is a time that God has set, a set time to show and display glory, a set time to show and display his character, his fruit, to set time to show and display that you've been in his presence, that you've been in his will, that you've been in his word, and that what has come out of it is glory, not self, not attitudes, not behaviors and conducts that have not been like him, but the glory that says, I've allowed him to cut away. I've allowed him to take this I'm in, whether it's my spring season, my summer season, my fall, or my winter, and get out of me everything that I need. If I've had to go through some places where some things have been dead and God now is making them alive in my spring, and I'm now reproducing and cultivating ground for something else, then let me enjoy the season and not complain and let God get the glory. If it's a season of heat, if it's a season where I'm in the fire, so to speak, and now he's burning out, he's getting out of me that thing, those things that are not pleasing unto him. If it's the season where he's allowing there to be stillness in me, there's where everything is going and hibernating, and he's allowing that time of me being in his presence more and more and more, not being around the crowd, not being so much out and doing something, but I'm caught up in him and listening to him more and more, because he's preparing me for winter season, a season where it's going to be brutal, it's going to be cold, it's going to be the making, it's going to be warfare, it's going to be the places where I'm not going to see a lot of things necessarily moving in the place that I want it to be, but I've got to be prepared for the season, because it's a set time. I'm coming out of the season. It's not a lasting thing. It's not something that that can remain. It's going to end when it's over. And I've got to allow whatever God is telling me that he's going to do in me and through me in that season to be that which I concentrate on, and not try to rush the season and not try to get out of the season before it's time. Because me getting out of the season before time causes me to lose, or causes me not to get or gain whatever it is God is trying to do, and I'm going to have to go back through that season or be prolonged in that season longer than what I need to be, when God has already said, let me have my perfect work inside of you. Let this perfect work be done so that you can get what you need. And once you do that, you're going to see a release in your life. You're going to see a demonstration in your life. You're going to see glory in your life. And so I know that we hate the seasons. I know that we don't like the seasons, but those seasons are necessary. They're necessary for what God wants to do. There's an opportune time for doing things. There's times that God is preparing us for what he's going to allow us to walk into, that our gifts, that our talents, that our anointing will make room for us, that he will cause us to have creative ideas and cause us to go into and possess things, because we've allowed the set time, the opportune time, the making season, to have its perfect work in us. And we've aligned ourselves, prepared ourselves, so that we can get and receive all that God has for us. It's not easy, but it's necessary. The results of it is going to bring much fruit and much glory to God. And many lives are going to be changed because of what you allow God to do in you and through you. The enemy and your flesh will fight you. Everything around you will say, this does not have to be. There's an easier way. But the way that God has for us is always perfect. And if we can trust the one who's ordained our steps and ordained our life and ordained everything concerning us, then we can trust the results that's going to come through. And those results will be always results that bring him glory, that will bear the fruit of who he is, that will look like him and display who he is like never before. And so as we press, as we move, as we go to this place, you've got to know that God is faithful and he's going to do exactly what he said. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton, and thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life with God. When we walk by faith and not by sight to the call of destiny and purpose of God, knowing that the end result will always bring God glory. You've been made, I've been made more than a conqueror. And in your season, in your opportune time, and the things that are going on in your life that is preparing you for your tomorrow, the next place, know that God is going to get glory, and he is going to allow that glory to produce everything that he said. So don't give up. Don't let go. Don't back off. Don't abort what God is saying. Just stay there and say, God, I understand the season that I'm in. There's a process and there's a making, but I trust you that all these things are working for my good and bringing forth the fruit that you said, in the name of Jesus Christ. Until next time, yes, I know that you've been made more than a conqueror, in Jesus' name. Oh, oh, oh.